Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and welcome to another edition of the School of Social Marketing with Dr. Ron Capps. I'm Ken English. Today we're going to talk about a couple different topics. Dr. Capps has been rather busy the last few days, maybe the last couple of months. The 68th birthday bundle, the Resale Rights Club, Internet Marketer Directory. Dr. Capps, what's going on?
Well, life goes on, and sometimes the internet doesn't. So, currently we're in our 8th edition of the birthday bundle. The first 216 items have been put up. We've gone through, I believe currently we are at a price level of $24.77. Or probably, through the weekend, next price point will be $27.77. And there are more products being added between now and August 20th. Eventually, there'll probably be well over 250 items in there. Hopefully items that people can use. A lot of royalty-free music, some video training, a lot of PLR, resale rights material, and things like that. But as we've discussed before, it does you no good just to own them unless you put them to use. So that's one thing. The other thing going...
A little bit of bumper music, let me just point that out, was part of that the initial bundle. And, it is so important to have different types of music. That was just a little 10-second clip, and there's variations, longer, but some very good music to use. So I've already tapped into it.
Oh, that's good. You got to make use of things like that. One of the other things going is we're doing the groundwork for the Internet Marketer Directory, and part of that groundwork is a survey, and the survey is available online at internetmarketer.directory/survey, or it is also available by using the LinkMe account, and that would be at LENQ.ME/survey001, and that would also take them to the survey, and anyone taking the survey will be able to receive automatically, once they complete the survey, not only a reservation of a free listing in the directory if they want, but also they will be able to download 30 products from the directory. And all of those are available for them to preview in a video form. If they went to link.me/free-im-products, and that will take them to a video that will show them the 30 products, as well as, once again, one of the clips from that bundle is being used as a soundbed for that video. So they'll get an idea of what is in the package. In fact, they'll know exactly what's in it. They'll know what rights come with each item. They'll see the graphic for the item. And at the end, they'll see a video explaining why they should be taking the survey, and where and how to go do it.
Well, how's it going with the survey? Getting some feedback, some participation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting participation, but as with anything, I prefer to get a goodly amount of participation. I anticipate the survey running in its current form, if not throughout the month of July, at least into another week, so that we get enough survey responses. And it's not like we're not getting responses. We've already had over 100. Let me go in and I'll give you some of the initial feedback that we've gotten off of the survey. Now, the survey consisted of, if I remember correctly, about 14 questions related to internet marketing. And right now we're going to see if I've got a challenge with my internet provider. by the way, I have empathy for any of you that have ever had to talk to internet technical support with your providers. I actually currently pay for two services. I pay for the one I've had all along for many years. And because their service is so slow, we opted for a satellite service. And the limitation on that is the number of gigabytes of transfer during the day, with a little bumper overnight where I live. Benefit of being in a rural area are the limitations you deal with. And we reached our 50 gigabytes earlier today. And so basically my internet for any downloads, videos, streaming, conferences is throttled for about 24 hours. So I am frustrated and slightly angry. Call my other provider, my original provider, to talk to the technical desk for getting a connection directly into my original provider, bypassing the satellite as a fallback plan. And I was directed to a service desk who has never heard of my provider or the telephone company or anything else. So they even had the wrong number for their technical support, and finally connected to the other technical support and was told that the reason I have a low access in my area is because I don't have the best plan. And my answer was, I've always paid for the best plan. I was assured it was an unlimited plan, and now you're telling me that's not what I have? To which he disappeared for 11 minutes right before the show, got back on 3 minutes before the showtime, and essentially said, well, it's not really our issue. You need to call your provider and see what they do, or call the satellite company and find out how you can connect us. I told him I might be calling him back after I got off this call. So that is the mood you found me in, gang. Anyway, enough of that.
Well,
let's talk about results on the survey. When asked if they are an internet marketer or interested in internet-related vocations or avocations, which is the opening question, 104 responded yes, one said no. Okay. And by the way, someone wanted to know what an avocation was and if it was related to avocados. And I explained, no, an avocation is a hobby or an interest. Asking about how long they've been interested in internet marketing or been an internet marketer, six of the 106 respondents are less than a year, 21 to 3 years, 19, 3 to 5, 24, 5 to 10, and 35 old farts like us, over 10 years. And then I'm not going to break down all the numbers, but when asked what their areas of expertise or interest is, the majority came back with affiliate marketing. Second would be email marketing and lead generation. Third looks like it is content curation. Fourth is branding. But we've got responses across all categories. When we take a
look, it's going to give you some insight for sure. I mean, obviously, that's the purpose of the survey, is to see who's out there and what's going on. I would think, even though you didn't do the survey several years ago, things have probably changed quite a bit over the last few years. Of, you know, as we have talked, there was an emphasis on building a list. Now the emphasis seems to be on video production, in putting things out there. I've got a friend who's equally frustrated with Explainio as you are with your host providers. So there seems, even with a system like Explainio, which is pretty cool, there's some glitches in the upgrade process.
Well, and there are also some, there's a feeling with Explainio that you just bought this system and here you are turning right back around in less than a year and charging us again for an upgrade to essentially what is the same system, and then breaking off some of the services that were normally included and now making them add-ons. And so, yeah, there's a general frustration about that. And we're finding that in a lot of things as I go back and look through products. I've got one product that I bought. It didn't work. Couldn't get it to install on my systems. Filed a support ticket. It took me 5 days to get them to acknowledge the ticket. They never resolved the issue. So I told them I wanted a refund. I had to tell them that four times. They told me over 2 weeks or a week and a half ago, no problem, we're processing the refund. Needless to say, here we are, 10 days, 12 days later, and still no refund. So on the next show, I'll name names. But you can't do things like that out there and expect to survive. And I'm noticing more and more people are taking the same thing and repackaging it 83 different ways. But it's essentially the same thing. And, we're getting a lot of that right now with these video backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of them are very usable. Some of them are good values. Some of them are just the same things that they've had before, and they put a different name on them. So, those are the things you need to be aware of out there. Same thing with royalty-free photos. I made a program available out there that I would encourage anyone to go read the email I sent out, even though you may not be subscribed to my community. If you go to link.me/AW71415 or AW71515, you can read the last two emails I sent out. And in those, I provide a resource that they can download explaining resale rights in detail, telling them how to package it, what to do with them. And I give them a list of almost 1,700 resources that are excerpted from the upcoming Web 2.0 Resource Bible 2nd Edition that they can go to and they can find royalty-free photos online. I think I provide...
What's that one again? What's that link me extension again?
All right, link.me, the letter AW in lowercase, 17, excuse me, 71415. And the second link is link.me/AW, the number 71515. And what those are, the are links to the emails I sent out. And in those, they will find links to not only the survey and the birthday bonanza bundle, but they will find a link to a free resource PDF file I made available, 114 pages worth of material with about 12 to 14 pages on how to use resale rights, private label rights, what to do with them, and then about another 100 pages of links to resources they can use online for things such as royalty-free photos that are totally free or low to no cost, the same for photo sharing sites, same for video distribution, video sharing, stock footage video, WordPress themes, Photoshop tools, fonts, you name it. You'll see all the categories there in the email. And I put a rough number after each category so they know exactly what is included in the free bundle document. And those all come from the upcoming Web 2.0 Resource Bible. Now, I've seen online people offering the ultimate guide, the superior guide, the end-all guide of royalty-free photos, and they give you 12 to 14 sites. I think the most I've ever seen any of them claiming ultimate and total is 20. Well, in this particular guide, And this is an excerpt from the Bible itself. There are probably 170 photo resources. And in the full list that will be coming out in the Web 2.0 second edition, there are almost 500 places you can go for royalty-free photos that are either totally no cost or low cost. And some of them are not your usual royalty-free stock photos that you see online all the time. Some of them really are totally unique, totally creative. Some of them flat, you know, for want of a better word, beautiful, artistic. And people need to know that this stuff is out there. They just don't know where to go find it.
Well, certainly, I just typed it in. I'm looking for clarification here. I typed in linq.me.
No. L-E-N-Q.
Okay. Oh, it's an N.
How long have we been doing this with that domain?
I don't know how many times I've probably typed it, but I made it into an I. So it's L-E-N-Q dot M-E. Okay.
Then lowercase. That's true
yep,
on all. Link me is my link.
Yeah, no, I know that. I just was, you know, I was befuddled, so to speak.
I
got it now.
Of O-V.
Actually, it loads right up with something I'm interested in video marketing, so that's cool.
But anyway.
So, so continue on with you know, maybe talking this out will get that frustration out. So you.
Guys, anyone, whenever you hear me say link me, I'm referring to the URL domain I own that I use for link shortening. And by the way, any of you out there, if you're looking for an alternative to Bitly or Google or all of those, this is one you can maintain on your own domain, your own brand, and you can garner all of the analytics and everything for the people that are clicking through, and it's a way of measuring your traffic and seeing what's going on, and you have total control over it. It's on my own servers, and, you know.
That's something I could set up?
Certainly. Yeah, the root program I'm using is called URLS, YOURLS. And it is available as an open source URL shortener.
Oh, that's cool. I'll check that out. Yeah.
I can look right now.
It goes to start.me.
Hmm?
It when it opens up, it's got start, S-T-A-R-T dot M-E.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the domain for the open source software.
Yes. Another one I've never seen before. Amazing stuff that's just out there. I mean, I know there's millions of sites, you know, and you know, you think you're finding information, and then you come along and you got all these different places to go. It's really pretty amazing to me.
But I, you know, anyone listening to the show or anyone that's followed me for any period of time, you know, please, you know, do yourself a favor, click the link, download the resource. Now, get some use out of it. Don't just let it sit there and gather digital dust.
Well, I'm just scrolling through. There's a lot of stuff on what you just sent, and then I'm looking at 158 stock photo resources, photo sharing sites, fonts, vector graphics, all of what you had mentioned before. So I'm busy myself with that. This is the internet directory that we're talking about, internetmarketer.directory, and it's got a survey attached to it. You also have something going called the Resale Rights Club, resalerights.club. What's that, and how is it evolving?
Well, right now we're going through, we've never really officially launched that. We're getting it set up, probably changing the membership platform, although the membership platform that it was on just came out with a revision, so I've got to figure that part out. It has kind of taken a temporary back seat, other than, being a repository for a lot of things. In the second email link I gave you, link LENQ dot ME forward slash AW 71515. If you were to pull that up, you will find a list of all 216 items in the initial release of the bundle, all identified. So anyone that wants to know exactly what's in the bundle, they're the first 216 products right there. And I will be uploading a video showing all of the items in the bundle as soon as I can get upload privileges back to the internet. I've got to finish it. Needless to say, it takes a while to put together a video with 250 some slides, and to try to keep it reasonably length time-wise. So we're working on that bit.
Well, we certainly have gone through a couple of these topics that are there. Now, as you've gone through these things, all of the products, the information products, are of use to somebody. They just got to go through and pretty much cherry pick them. But are there a couple that you've found maybe that you've used? You're familiar with them, but are there some that you think are really valuable, more than others?
I think value is in the eye of the user. I mean, needless to say, there are probably, 200, 350 or so royalty-free music tracks between the assorted bundles. There are some great video tips in there. Some plugins, like people want to be able to do their own survey. And while it's not the survey tool I'm using, but there's a plugin for iAsk, WordPress type survey. And to give you an idea, my buddy in England, Frank Haywood, just released in the last day or maybe 48 hours a plugin very similar to that. And, I think currently it's $10, and then it'll go to 17 and then 27. Well, it's already in the bundle. And there are product after product in there that are currently selling online for anywhere between $5 and $45, $50. And we're talking about products that are current. We're not talking about the stuff from the old bundles. We're not talking about resale rights material from 2003. And believe it or not, I've got plenty of programs from 2003. 2004, 2000, right on every year on my drives. So, but these are all things from the last, 90 to 120 days or so, including this week. So it's good fresh material. It's material that people can use. It's material that I deliberately left with their original title. But I don't suggest on the PLR that anyone does that. Take it off. Eventually, mine will all be rebranded and they'll be called Mitch Prof something with totally different graphics and everything. But I wanted them to see what it was so that if they do go in and they do check out the product, they'll find that, oh, yeah, I can get it here. Oh, it's $9. Oh, it's $4. Oh, it's $12. Well, in here, it's all part of the same price. Right now, I think we're at $24.77, and I'm not going to say these products are worth 80, a billion whatevers. No, they're only worth something to someone that's going to use them. But believe me, if you take the time and what it will save you in an effort to go cull them out. And if you're selective about what you use, just some of the backgrounds alone, or some of the audios alone, you know, you're going to pay X number of dollars to get the rights to them. And they're already here for you. Just a matter of taking the time to use it. Now, the other thing that I've tried to do to make it easier for people is I put everything into a PDF format so that rather than them downloading 83 million gazillion items, they download one simple PDF file. And in the PDF file, each of the products has its own link, and they can go through and they can cherry pick. For example, if they're really only interested in offline marketing right now, they can go in and get the 9, 10, 12, 15 programs, however many there are, related to offline marketing, and just download those. If they're interested in video marketing, they can go get those. If they're interested in private label rights only, they can go get those. But they only have to download what they're going to use and what they're interested in. And I tried to make it easy and convenient for them by putting it into a PDF format.
Well, certainly there's no lack of information. As you've been talking, I'm just scanning through and looking at all these different topics. And you know, my initial interest right now is the video. So I see a lot with that. The photos, the backgrounds, the music, all of which are relevant to what I'm interested in. But then, I mean, you've got some health-related stuff, items in there for health and nutrition, which my wife is interested in. So there's a number of it. A lot of boomer stuff.
Mm-hmm. So she'll find some boomer stuff in there, health, nutrition, motivational stuff.
Now, as I'm looking, and again, I know I've asked this a couple of times, but there's MRR, PLR, RR. What are the basic guidelines to licensing issues?
You're old enough to know that RR stands for Roy Rogers, except in this case. Yeah, I mean, my old dual guns, I had two sidearms with, brown handles and RR engraved on them for good old Roy Rogers. But in this game, RR is resale rights. Master resale rights means that you can sell them with resale rights to other people. Resale rights themselves means you can sell them a resale right so they can sell a personal use to other people. Master resale rights means you have the right generally to sell the product to other people who can then turn around and they can sell the product to other people. Private label rights means that you have the ability not only to sell the product but to customize the product and to make it your own through branding and other forms. You may find a few in there that are labeled as PUO. That means personal use only, which means whoever's getting the package gets the personal use rights to whatever that item is.
All right, so for example, I'm looking at one that says Video Promotion Made Easy, PLR. So I could take that, use it as the base of information, add to it some enhancements that perhaps things I've learned, and label it as the Media Mojo Guy's Guide to Video Promotion Made Easy?
Yeah.
So I keep saying this and then I get off on my own little tangents, but I see one in here for astronomy. I see the basic. What's Reiki? R-E-I-K-I.
That is a form of therapy. Your wife will be familiar with Reiki. It's body in alignment, and it's closer to a way to holistic medicine.
Sure,
yeah,
okay.
And you'll find, I think there may be a ballroom dancing site in there, or maybe a date site in there, the astronomy site in there. There are a few turnkey blog sites in there also. So there's something for everyone. Literally, it's an internet marketer's buffet.
Yeah, it most certainly is. Golf guru giving up smoking, Gazette WordPress theme. a number of WordPress themes that I see in here, some different options for that. I'd certainly encourage people to participate in it. I know you got your mind into doing something else, so we're running out of time here anyway. Do you want to do kind of a wrap up?
Well, I think mainly just anyone listening to the show, take those links that we gave you today, and I encourage you to share them with others. Take the video that I've got up on YouTube for the survey. Encourage yourself and friends to take the survey, because the more information I can get, the better I'll be able to serve you, not only in the Internet Marketer Directory, but also in the Resale Rights Club. And I anticipate probably within the next, let's just say by the end of the month, I will be making it available on a broader scale, and you're liable to be getting notices from all of your friendly favorite neighborhood internet marketers who, you know, may or may not be, you know, actively involved or promoting it, but certainly will see the value in it and be talking about it, and probably in many cases have their own listing in the Internet Marketer Directory when it gets released.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. This past couple of weeks, I've been working on a project for the Halifax River Yacht Club, the youth sailing program. And it started off as, all they wanted me to do is take a couple pictures and, you know, help them promote it. But as I got into it a little bit more, I realized that, one, it's a great opportunity for me to learn some of this marketing stuff that we've been talking about and actually implement it. As much as I had told people in the past that, you should have a presence on Facebook, I really wasn't an active user of it. But I've gotten into, I've created a page for the youth, for the sailing program, and it went from zero to the, there's a lot of activity with it because I produce content. I take pictures. I'm able to take those pictures and put them into the Facebook photo albums. The parents are able to see those pictures and download them. I can take those pictures and make video out of them. There's a lot of different things. And then, it was really very obvious if you were a Facebook user, but I didn't realize I pasted some pictures from time to time, but I could hit the little video recorder or player and actually record two or three minutes of the action, so to speak. Today it was the sailboat with 30 kids on it heading out the harbor. Then I get on a little chase boat and they take me out and I take pictures of kids jumping off in the middle of the river, and all that. But I'm shooting little video clips, and those video clips are being uploaded within minutes of my actually taking them. And the parents, who are obviously at work and certainly not out on the river, they're able to watch their kids having fun and seeing what they're doing and what's going on. And I guess I've become much more of a proponent of utilizing the Facebook for this controlled group. It doesn't matter who sees it out of the group. It's fine if people do, but I'm able to communicate with the 30 parents and members of the River Halifax River Yacht Club who are interested, and they're seeing things that they would not have been able to before. So many of these tools are like that. Explainio is a prime example. I got into the basics of it. When the upgrade came along, I thought, well, I'll just wait and see where it goes. Then in that message, they say, well, you're as a user version one, you can upgrade to version two, free version, and you go up and upload that 500 megabytes. And all of a sudden, you've got so much heavyweight going on, and you really need to pick and choose what the ones you're going to use, and not just constantly add stuff, don't you?
Yeah, and you'll find your favorite tools over a period of time. Yeah, but, it does you no good the tools in the toolbox.
No, and I'm happy to be using some of the tools that I've been carrying around in the toolbox. We'll continue this conversation next week. Hopefully the next few days will get smoother for you and you resolve those issues. But it, you know, it's reassuring to somebody like myself that it's all not perfect out there. You know, it's not just me that has trouble with some of these things. Even somebody like yourself that goes back to the prehistoric era of the internet, you still encounter these problems, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, as long as you have to depend on other people to provide your services, you're going to be pretty much trying to sort it all out. And I'm sure we'll get this resolved today. Otherwise, we've reached the end of the month cycle with the one, and they'll refresh my account tomorrow, and, you know, all will be well with their world for the rest of the month, but not mine. So life goes on, even if we've learned nothing else about the internet. Not only does it go on, but it changes by the minute.
Well, this is Ken English on behalf of Dr. Ron Capps, encouraging you out there, whenever you listen to this, to take some action with these projects and information products that are out there. If you got any questions for Dr. Capps, nicheproff@gmail.com. I'm sure you'd love to get a flurry of emails on top of everything else that's there, but that's the email for Dr. Capps, and I'm mediamojoguy@gmail.com. And we'll close this out with a little bumper music from the bonus bundle for taking the survey. Dr. Capps, you have a real great week.
Well, you do the same, and enjoy going through the stuff this afternoon.